This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Remember yesterday we said there would be winners and there would be losers in the government takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Well, we're going to check in with Ernie Ganelli. He's a mortgage broker, and he's been on our show a few times talking about the foreclosure crisis in his area. That's Cape Coral, Florida. I asked him earlier today if the bailout will help him or hurt him.
The purchase market, it's going to really help for. But the refinance market, especially in my area, you know, we're on the top of the nation for distress. The refinance part that it's going to supposedly help with isn't really going to do much, because these people just owe way too much money on these houses for any type of lender to, you know, modify the loan down to what it's supposed to be.
Banks themselves, are they giving you any indication at all that they're going to loosen their lending requirements a little bit and loosen up the credit?
This is kind of like all kind of hit the press so quick, but at the same time, I just underwrote one the other day, and it was still just as hard. You know, if you rewind how easy it was to get a loan, even a year ago, it was night and day to today. So with all these different types of new guidelines, quote-unquote, meaning that more down payment requirements, better credit requirements, you know, maybe some more asset reserves and things like that, your typical buyer, you know, especially more geared to the first-time home buyer, they're not going to have that kind of stuff. So there's different, the credit crunch has definitely hit us. So in conclusion, I really think that, you know, the bailout's good, but I think we've still got plenty of years of distress left. And when the distress weighs out, the real people, the real problems, the homeowners that are losing their houses right now. And, you know, the bailout was supposed to help a little bit with that, but they're only allowing, you know, so much money for it. And at the same time, it's going to get very hard for those people to get the banks to work with that bailout to lower the mortgage amount to what it is.
So, Ernie, you're a mortgage broker, and
Correct.
You've seen some tough times in the last year or so. What does all this mean for you?
It's terrible. I mean, the mortgage side has been giving me gray hair, and, you know, I'm only 32. So I averaged for the last 3 years probably anywhere from, me personally, without a company, I was probably closing anywhere from 8 to 20 loans a month. That's just me. And then my company was probably closing another 10. So right now, I think this year we've done, personally, I've done close to 65 loans, and I've closed 8, you know, from what it was.
And we're
now
in September, and so that's 9 months. You've closed 8.
8 loans. And I've done probably 60 to 65. And when I say I've done, I don't mean I've pre-qualled, or I don't mean that I've talked to. I mean that I've got to underwriting, appraisal ordered. I mean, we're at closing pretty much, and for some reason or another, they didn't close. Half the battle was banks were going out of business. The other half of the battle was, you know, appraisal issues. You know, we'd get the appraisal in, and then, you know, the bank would just beat the appraisal apart. What this is all doing, I mean, you know, I think the future for mortgage brokers is very, I really think that they're going to more or less be depleted out of the system. I think that's what's going to end up happening. I hate to say that, but at the same time,
I mean, there are going to be no more mortgage brokers?
Well, I'm not going to say that there's not going to be no more mortgage brokers, but at the same time, I mean, you almost got to be, you know, you're going to have to compete with a lot of these banks. If they're going to take away a lot of the products like they're starting to take away, and they're making it harder and harder for people to purchase and things like that, what I mean by that is more money down. My wife is a real estate agent, and me and her have been kind of concentrating more on the real estate side to kind of get away from the stress that it's given me on the mortgage side. I'm still very active in the mortgage business, but financially, it's definitely take a big toll on us.
Ernie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Ernie Ganelli. He's a mortgage broker in Cape Coral, Florida.